Welcome back to the eighth day here on Sunny 101.9 and across our entire Media Brewer network. And on the phone, I have Betsy Root. I was calling you for a different reason, but you actually brought up that you guys have an archaeology fair coming up very soon. So can we talk about that?
Yes. The archaeology fair is an incredible opportunity to get out and see what's going on in your local community and around the world. International Archaeology Day. Can walk around, try things out. There's demos, exhibits, displays. And archaeology is really the study of humans, what humans have left behind, material culture.
It's not paleontology. It's completely different. And it's not about the dinosaurs.
Correct.
But it is fun. And you guys are now doing this for the seventh year. Has it been growing?
Yes. Each year it's bigger. We have more booths and more attendees. It's really fun and different. Every year is different.
One of the things you have is glacial archaeology. Some people think of, you know, the glacial times as just a big snowball and absolutely nothing about human activity, but that's far from the truth.
Well, that's right. As soon as the glaciers started melting, people could get to the animals. The animals could eat the whatever was growing. So as soon as glaciers melted, animals moved in and people followed.
And besides the exhibits, but people to lecture or talk about things?
Yes, it's 1:30, the expert on archaeology on ice will be here in the gallery with his exhibit at 1:30. The fair is an open house from 12 to 3, but at 1:30 you can meet the expert that has put together this particular exhibit.
Who is your expert?
His name is Dr. James Dixon.
And where's he from?
He is from, well, he lives here now in Marquette, but he has done most of his work in New Mexico and Alaska.
There's been a lot of ice ages. Everybody just keeps forgetting that it's the last one we're always talking about.
That's right. We're usually talking about the most. His work focuses on the ice patches in Alaska.
Okay.
Things are being found that wouldn't have been found if climate change didn't melt those glaciers. And so we are able to find evidence of people who lived about 2,000 to 6,000 years ago in that area. I'll just tell you about some of the other booths we're going to have.
Sure.
One, we'll be going from Alaska across to the European continent, and we'll be talking about Vikings. We have a booth on Vikings. We're going to have the archaeology of the Viking world, which is mostly found through information left through crafts, things, handmade items, and cooking. You might even get to try some Viking food.
Viking food. Now, that does sound interesting.
Vikings are different, and you'll have a nice Viking cooking stand. It's really interesting to see how they cooked over an open fire. So we go from Viking cooking, we have a bottle collector, we have Moosewood Nature Center will be here demonstrating scuba diving. You know, scuba diving is a whole other underwater kind of archaeology. We're going to have Anthro Club here from Northern Michigan University. They've got a whole flint knapping demonstration that's making arrowheads. We're going to have something about Beaver Island and Isle Royale, the islands, untouched wilderness or not. So lots of stuff going on. We've got a professor from Michigan Tech bringing down her booth about, so she's an industrial archaeologist, and she'll be talking about the archaeology of Camp Autran. That's an old CCC and prisoner of war camp right here in Autran, just east of us. And so her recent archaeology is very fascinating. You know, that's just going back to the 1940s, but she's really answering some questions of what was not answered before. So archaeology can be very recent. We'll also be having a cave bear model here. And we're going to have the Ishpeming Rock and Mineral Club will also be here. So we've got 20 booths this year. So come out, bring the family, and enjoy a great day of hands-on science and discovery.
Some people often think that looking into the past is a waste of time. Archaeology, now that you incorporate, you know, industrial and some more recent events. I mean, think about this. NASA didn't think it was worthy of their time to not over tape the moon landing in high def. They had the whole moon landing in high definition, and then we see these really bad pictures because of that. And they've recently discovered a few more fragments, and it gives a very different point of view of that whole moon landing in high def versus not. And these are just little things that, because people in the time they're living oftentimes don't think about the historical significance of what they're doing.
Yeah, you've got it.
Well, it's a good reason to come see it, right?
For sure.
I'm so thankful you came on the show, Betsy.
Oh, we really appreciate your time and telling people about what we're doing right downtown here at the Marquette Regional History Center. It's a really very small admission to get in the door, and you're $7 for adults, $2 for children, $6 for seniors. Gets you in through the door, and you can see the entire museum and enjoy a full-day fair.
Thank you for coming on, telling us about it on Saturday, October 19th. And it doesn't matter whether it's snowing, and it seems like snow's about to come. It doesn't matter whether or not you can't find anything else. It's indoors. I mean, so it won't be stopped by rain or snow, and you can learn something.
Right.
Thank you.
Got it. Thank you so much, Todd. You're the best.
Thank you. This is the 8th day on Sunny 101.9 and across the entire Media Brew Communications Network. We'll be right back.